This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The rain is just starting in North Texas.
And there's a lot more where that came from with the who, what, when, why, and where. Here's our chief meteorologist, Dan Brunoff. Dan.
Yep, I guess I have to answer lots of questions now, don't I?
Absolutely. Spotlight's on you, buddy.
Yeah, we've got some showers out there. Nothing severe. I do want to stress that, and I'm not expecting any severe weather through the day and evening today. But, again, doesn't take much water to wreak havoc on the roadways, and that's what we're seeing. Everybody's seeing drizzle if you're not using your windshield wipers continuously, but that's occurring in Kaufman County, eastern parts of Ellis, impacting travel on 175 especially, and on Interstate 20 coming in from Terrell, just spotty elsewhere, but a lot of rain forming to the east of us late this afternoon will become severe in East Texas, and heavy rain moves in overnight tonight.
China says, you tariff us, we tariff you. Here's CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Buckle up, it's going to be another nasty day on Wall Street. U.S. futures are pointing lower after China said it will impose a 34% tariff on all imported goods from the United States. China's tariff is set to take effect next week on April 10th.
Now, the big question on economists' mind is how long will the tariffs be around? Former George W. Bush Commerce Secretary Carlos Gutierrez believes this will only be temporary.
I would assume that this will not be in place in a month, 2 months. Definitely not in the back half of the year. So I'm in the camp that this is the beginning of a big negotiation.
He predicts most countries affected will come to the negotiating table. Vietnam, which was hit with a 46% tariff, is already indicating they're ready to roll back their tariffs on American goods.
Now, stock futures are already down about 1,300 points. We'll get the latest update with David Johnson coming up at 7:24. Stocks took a dive yesterday, too, a 1,600-point drop. But President Trump told us the market reaction was expected and that the U.S. economy is like a patient getting better after surgery. We will follow all day here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We're hearing from the mother and brother of the Frisco Memorial student stabbed to death at a track meet last week.
Austin Medcalf died from a stab wound to the chest in the bleachers at the track meet. He died in front of his twin brother, Hunter, who was on the Will Cain show last night. Hunter says the whole thing started when 17-year-old Carmelo Anthony started making profane and threatening comments. Hunter says his brother came in to try to protect him.
He stepped up over there, asked him to move, got aggressive, he grabbed the bag, and then all of a sudden I see him running down the bleachers, grabbing his chest.
Austin's mother, Megan, struggling to comprehend everything that's happened.
If I could say anything to the nation, I would say to make sure that you just hug your babies tight, because you don't know when the last time you get to do it.
Police reports show that Anthony admitted to police that he stabbed Metcalf, but claims it was in self-defense. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And you can hear the Will Cain Show every night at 7 right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. Snow White turned into red at the box office, so now Disney is trying to avoid another disaster.
Magic mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest of them all?
The Hollywood Reporter first with the news. The company's new Snow White, with Gal Gadot and Rachel Zegler, bombed so badly, it's putting a live-action version of Tangled on ice. THR says the movie was already in pre-production. Snow White, which cost $270 million to make, tanked at the box office last month, grossing just $69 million domestically and $145 million worldwide. The movie was also dogged by controversy over Zegler's public support of Palestinians and her co-star Gadot's support of her native Israel. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
There is a master planned Muslim community in Collin County that has drawn the attention and criticism of both Governor Abbott and Attorney General Ken Paxton. And now one of Paxton's old attorneys is representing Epic.
The Plano Group's plans include 1,000 homes near Josephine, along with other community centers like a K-12 school, athletic facilities, a retirement home, and a mosque. And lawyer Dan Cogdell, who represented Paxton last year, says some of the governor's rhetoric is discriminatory against his new clients.
These aren't foreign adversaries. These are Texans. These are Americans. These are United States citizens.
There has been vocal criticism in Collin County. Some cite the group's Islamic faith, while others have concerns about the perceived impact on infrastructure. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Your news rolls on for LonSmith.com. Hey, congrats to Jerry Cunningham, the first big winner in the KRLD Big Green Egg Hunt. Congratulations, Jerry. Now, you want to win as well? You can. This hour's keyword is easy to remember. It's hunt, H-U-N-T. Enter it now in the contest tab at KRLD.com. You'll be registered to win a brand new big green egg, and we're going to announce the second winner next Friday morning. So make sure you listen in live 7 a.m., 10 a.m., and 3 p.m. hours every day to hear the keywords and increase your number of entries. And for details on the KRLD Big Green Egg Hunt, visit the contest tab at KRLD.com. Time to check your money on these station for NDFW for market and business updates. Here's KRLD business analyst David Johnson.
Well, maybe a slight improvement on the futures, but you know, at one point, the Dow Industrials average looked down another 1,500 points today. This follows the news during the 5 a.m. hour from China that they're going to put 34% retaliatory tariffs on all U.S. imports starting in a week. And it hits everything, especially all the commodities that we export. That's what really sent the market reeling across the board. Now, like I say, we've come back a little bit. The Dow looks down maybe 1,200. The NASDAQ down 600. S&P down 150. So where's the hope? Well, if you look at the Fed futures, the federal futures are now pricing in a 100% chance of the Federal Reserve cutting interest rates in June. In fact, if you look through the charts, they see as many as 5 rate cuts coming this year. That's because the Fed futures are trying to fend off the effects of a recession. What else is hope out there? Well, yesterday, last night, on Air Force One, the president was quoted as saying, if somebody said that we're going to give you something that's so phenomenal, as long as they're giving us something that's good, that he'd renegotiate and rethink the tariffs. So maybe a little ray of hope. There are also some court charges that are pending, in Florida in particular, trying to overturn these tariffs. And also the congressional Republicans are beginning to rise up. We'll see. This is going to be a very fluid situation. Now, in just a few minutes, we'll get what's always a very important number. That's the unemployment rate in this country and non-farm payrolls. We'll see if the economy is still strong enough to absorb the job layoffs that we've been hearing about. We'll be back in a few minutes. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thanks so much, David. Well, mosquitoes, it seems, may have personal preferences when it comes to biting people.
Like women in the latter stages of pregnancy, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Specialist Wizzy Brown says they give off about 20% more carbon dioxide.
Mosquitoes are going to be attracted to carbon dioxide. That also can play in if you are outside working out and you're breathing heavier. That could also attract mosquitoes to you because they're going to be drawn into that carbon dioxide.
And she says mosquitoes may be drawn more to those in dark colored clothing. And what you eat can affect your skin and scent. They may prefer you after you have a banana because it's high in potassium, which can create lactic acid. But Brown says your best bet, use a mosquito spray. From the 24-hour news center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And the Cowboys need a backup quarterback. Now they got a new one. Yesterday they traded for second-year quarterback Joe Milton from the Patriots. Gavin Dawson of 105.3 The Fan says Milton will likely get some starts because of Dak's recent injury history in the past couple of years.
I think just watching what he's done, it's exciting to get something new in the building. We knew Cooper Rush wasn't going to give you upside. We knew Trey Lance was a lost cause. Now here's another guy that gives you a chance.
He does admit Milton is very raw and needs some polishing. The Cowboys have the 12th pick in the NFL draft.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.